Unit 12. Listening. Exercise D. 1.
Well, you don't need a degree or anything like that for this job, I can tell you. I mean, really, you actually don't need any qualifications at all. Skills are a different matter, though. You've got to be good at dealing with people, always be polite and friendly, never get annoyed, that sort of thing. You've also got to look clean and smart, and generally just be a helpful person, I suppose.
2. The most important thing is that you have a license to drive a public bus. However good at driving you are, if you don't have the license, you won't get the job. And you get the license by taking a driving test. But it's a little bit more difficult than the test for driving a car. I personally think you have to be polite and friendly, although I do know a few other bus drivers who wouldn't agree. What else? You used to have to be quite good at maths, because, as I said, we had to give change, but you don't really need that anymore. 3.
Qualifications? None. You can leave school with nothing at the age of 16 and still become a DJ. That's the beauty of it. To get a show like mine on national radio, you need to have lots and lots of experience, probably starting in local radio. You've got to have a good, clear, friendly voice and, of course, to love music. And you've got to have a lot of luck. How you look doesn't make any difference, thank goodness. That's what I love about the radio.
4.
Well, I suppose it helps if you've studied photography at university or college, but I do know some great photographers who've never really studied it. It's more important that you've got a very good sense of what makes a good picture, and that comes really from experience. It's also a natural talent, though, I think. Some people will never make good photographers, however much they study or practice. For my job, you've also got to love travelling, and because I run my own business, you've got to be organised and quite good at maths.
5.
Yes, you've got to have a university degree and also a teaching qualification. You see, it's not just about how much you know about the subject, it's also how well you can teach it to other people. They're actually quite different things. You've got to like children, of course, and you've got to be enthusiastic. If you're not enthusiastic, then the kids are just going to get bored, aren't they? You've also got to be happy not earning a lot of money.
6.
Yes, well, you can't really become a judge without having been a lawyer for a long time beforehand. And to become a lawyer, you really need to do a law degree at university. So, yes, there's a lot of work to do before you can become a judge. I think you have to be very logical and analytical, and of course, fair. You've got to have very good listening skills, too.